it is!
The best part of losing weight.
Being able to say, there it is!
You aren't kidding.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. What's up, what's up, what's up, man? I feel like it's been fucking forever since we've done this.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We've new work schedule. We've taken some adjusting.
Being lazy.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, feeling well.
Whatever the fuck it was. More lazy.
A kind of, we needed a recharge. We'll call it a recharge.
Yeah, it's not that we don't like doing this.
No. No, there were some adjustments to be made with the new work schedule for you.
Right, right. So from here on out, if episodes sound like they're a little dated, it's probably a week old. So we can put one out every fucking week.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Just being honest. So, first thing we're going to talk about, who the fuck won our giveaway? Or are we going to pick it, like, right now?
Well.
On the spot.
Yeah, no, I was going to do it after the episode, but, I don't know. I suppose we could do it now.
Do we know how many entrants we had?
No, I have to give them all numbers still. See, now you just broke everything up. Man, why do you do that?
Number them, and I'll download.
You don't need to download. We could do it right here on the computer.
I'll do a Google search for a random number picker.
So, yeah, that's how we're doing it. We're going to use a randomizer online. And,
all right, number. Come on, Pokey.
Yo, bro, I'm gonna restart this shit because you're just killing everything here, bro. You're killing everything. We hadn't even planned this out. All right,
exactly. All right. We're going off the cuff, like I always do.
This is just how it goes, I guess. Oh my god. So anyway,
it takes a little longer than you think
to write a number next to all the names we have. We got quite a few entries, my dude.
That's fucking awesome. That means people listen to this shit.
Yeah,
that or they TikToks. Just read your posts.
Well, we got most of our entries from TikTok. Believe it or not,
that's because you're TikTok famous, Mr. Fucking 10,000 followers or whatever the fuck you have.
12 and a half.
Oh yeah, just brag like the fucking speed bag at the fucking gym. Just brag.
Listen, I lose as many followers every day as I gain, so.
They're bots.
They come around and then they realize who I really am. They're like, nah, let's not do this.
They don't, you know, like, what I mean? They don't like Republican you.
Yeah, they don't like the Republican me. The thing with TikTok is,
are we done numbering yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing with,
what's the number here?
29. The thing with TikTok is TikTok really likes if you have a niche. So,
is it niche or niche?
I say niche.
I say niche.
I'm cultured. You're uncultured. That's the difference.
I'm an uncultured swine.
Yeah, that's the difference. So, TikTok really likes if you have a niche. So, I mean, like, if you do positivity videos, stick to positivity videos. If you do weight loss videos, stick to weight loss videos. If you do gaming videos, stick to gaming videos. And
guess what you've done?
I've done
every fucking one.
Well, this is why I say I never hopped on that app to try to be TikTok famous. I never tried to do that. I actually got on that app to start promoting the podcast, which, as we know, podcast is a little bit of everything. That's, I started out as Corey NDT on there. And I only switched over to the Holy Man so people from Twitch could find me. And I don't know if that was the right move or not. I always think back on the decisions that I've made with everything that I've fucking done and wondered if I've done the right thing or not. But
me too. But that's just because our lives suck. Yeah. But let's just keep going.
Yeah. So then it started with some positivity videos, and then some shit starts happening, and I wanna spread my wings. I wanna expand. I wanna do other things because I am not a person who needs to be placed in one category. I have a lot of likes, a lot of dislikes, a lot of interests, a lot of things I enjoy talking about. So I branch out. I talk about fucking everything. And when I started branching out and doing a bunch of different stuff, that's when the account took off. And really, it only took like 3 or 4 different videos that got a lot of views.
But most of those were positivity based.
A lot of them, yeah. And I enjoy doing that part of it. That part I really enjoy because, and I mean, the world's a hidden
side come out, you know, that taboo side.
Yeah. I mean, that can stall an account out pretty quickly. If it was,
but it could also make it take off because there's a lot of conservative on that. You just got to get on the right side of TikTok.
Right. You have to have the right people see it and interact with it.
The right side of TikTok. Yeah.
So you have a randomizer?
I have a randomizer. Okay. Let me know when you want me to generate.
29. Okay. Well, I wish
1 through 29.
I wish we got a lot more entries, but this is all we got. So
I mean, we're 29 famous though. That's about what we average on listens.
And like so. I said, for the last month we've been kind of stagnant. We haven't done much. We haven't pushed out much on our social media, and we have to get back to it. But maybe this will be a little kickstart.
All right, we ready?
Yeah, go for it.
3, 2, 1. Generate number 6.
Number 6.
Number 6.
The winner is Justin Valinsky.
No shit. Yep. Okay.
Number 6. That's awesome.
It's funny because he was supposed to be on today.
He was supposed to be on today. How crazy would it have been to...
And just so you know that...
To let him know right there.
6 popped up.
Go ahead and screenshot it just so people know. Yeah. And got then it. If you want, you could even take a picture of our little notepad with the numbers by it. We try to do everything fair and square. What I would really enjoy is to get more local sponsors for the show. And when I say get a sponsor, I'm not something exactly like
this. Somebody who just wants to give product away to get it out there.
I'm not looking to be paid for a sponsorship.
Not yet, anyway.
Especially for local sponsors like Keystone Craft Studio. They sponsored us by just giving Justin and I a couple of their products, and they gave us a box to give away.
One of her soaps, I don't know if you got it, the little, it was like a house.
Okay.
With, I don't know, it had a straw as a chimney. Really fucking cool.
She does some cool stuff, man.
Smelled fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved smelling my skin the rest of the fucking day.
How do you like the beard oil that she did?
I have yet to use it because I have to cover it with a mask at work, I don't ever go anywhere.
Right.
So, maybe if I get a date eventually,
yeah,
I'll try it.
So,
it's still sitting there.
If anybody else wants to reach out to us and maybe get a sponsorship for the show, whether you want it to be a temporary sponsorship for a month, 2 months, you want to run a special at your own private store, like a discount code or anything for the listeners, anything you want to do, feel free to reach out to us, nonsenseanddeepthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or hit us up on any of our social medias.
That's probably the easiest.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram, NDT Podcast. Shoot us a message over there. Let us know if you have something in mind. I would love to work with any of my local small businesses, or even if you are a small business anywhere in the United States, man, I'd love to help you guys out, give you a little spot on our podcast, make a little ad for you. Whether you write it, we'll write it. We'll figure something out.
Or you know who we should probably go back to
I just want to help Chris. People grow, man.
We should probably go back to Chris now that he's up and running with with Wisp.
I was thinking about that the other day.
See maybe if he wants to do a giveaway for a session with him or something.
Like a Zoom session or something. That'd be cool. Chris, if you're listening, reach out to us. We'll hit you up after the show or something. We'd like to get a chat with you again, I think.
Literally just
soon.
An idea that popped into my head. It's pretty I think it's yeah.
Yeah, we follow the bakery down the road on Instagram as well. So if they're listening, hey,
cool.
How you guys doing? You've got some great stuff. How great of a sponsorship would that be? Just send us a pie.
No. No, we're doing too good for fucking pies. Although I do love me some baked goods.
Yeah, I mean, you could take the fat out of the fat boy, but you can't take the desire for the good foods out of I don't know where I was
what
going with that.
What the fuck was that?
We're taking the fat out of us, but we still like the stuff that made us fat. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Okay,
just
that
didn't
makes more sense.
I didn't word correctly. No, my Englishing was badly, well. bad. Oh, God. Shit. But
so, bro, how you been? I honestly feel like it's been forever since... Aside from at the gym, since we've fucking seen each other.
Yeah, but even then, we just kind of talk little
shit.
We're
never on the same fucking day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, dude, time's moving so quickly anymore. It's like everything just flows together. I forget my days. I forget what day of the week it is.
You. You forget your days.
I don't know how you're like you.
I don't even know what fucking day it is. I know I have my kids, so it's a weekend. I know I don't work this weekend. It. Other than that, it ends in Y.
Your work schedule, though, bro. I don't. That schedule is the reason I couldn't do the job that you're doing now.
Honestly, you could. 100% you could.
That's not. No, listen now. Everybody's built different, and I'm telling you, I couldn't.
7 days off every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
How many days every 2 weeks do you work? How many days every 2 weeks do you work?
10.
I work 7.
Cool, but you're working or 7 at night to 7 in the morning.
Right.
Ugh, God. I couldn't even function. I couldn't function. I couldn't function.
I didn't sleep at all yesterday until my poor child. I fell asleep on her.
I'm telling you, man, there are some people who are built for night shift. There are some people who are just built for it, and you operate better on it. I can't.
It's not that I operate better. It's that I've learned I don't like being at the job site when there's a bunch of bigwigs around, when there's a bunch of bosses. I would much rather be there at night, do what I have to do, not have anybody up your ass the whole time. Or, let's run a trial on this. Let's see how this works.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Miss me with that. Let me do my job and go the fuck home. Although I am really, really liking the new gig.
Yeah, you seem to really enjoy it. You seem to be taking off with it, too, from what you're saying.
And it's not just, you know, the excitement and how I've always talked about, you know, fucking cans. It's not the excitement anymore. It's actually being in there. I went in just over a month ago. I think September 20-something I started. But it's fucking cool. The job isn't as hard as all the shit that I thought we had to know. I mean, we have to know, but it's not as hard as reading a manual that's an inch and a half thick and trying to figure it out. And I feel like I'm getting kind of cultured. We have people that I deal with on a daily basis from Romania, Poland, UK via Poland, India, Brazil. I'm sorry, Brasilia.
Is that what they tell you to call it?
No, but he called it that, so I wanted to get it correct. And so we'll go off on a little tangent here. Found out the dude from Brazil, Allison, I think is his name. I think that's how you pronounce it. Not sure. I just call him Al. But he's a marksman. Like, a marksman.
Yeah.
He can shoot. So, down in Brazil, a 308, a 30-06 308. I can't remember which one. How much did you pay for it up here?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know
the price. $700-$800 for an 08. $7,000 down in Brazil. So he was looking at a night vision scope. He's going to order it up here and take it back with him. The scope up here is like $900. It's about $4,000.
The fuck's he hunting at night? The chupacabra?
They're only allowed to hunt at night.
Oh, really?
And they hunt wild boar. Wild pig. And they eat it. You know, not like Texas. They eat it. But he does like the videos from Texas.
Well, I was going to say, well, the reason they don't eat all of them in Texas is because they're a fucking problem. There's right. That many of them.
So he was, another guy I work with is an avid hunter. He's already got 2 doe laid down this year. Can't wait. He's bringing in chili this next nice. Weekend. Ooh, for the mentors, but we all get some. Can't wait. Venison chili. So they got to talking, like, because he was asking me about the scope, and I was like, bro, I don't really know about that. So they got to talking, and I was there, and the one picture he showed us was 2 hogs down on 1 shot that his wife took.
Yeah.
So she pulled up, she had the one coming down, and she had it in the sights. And as she pulled the trigger, another one walked behind it. So she put it through the head of the one she was shooting at and through the shoulder and heart of the one behind it. And down there, they generally only shoot small rounds.
Hmm.
So like 17s, 22s. He has a picture. he took a 22 shell casing at 50 meters. Took his 17 HMR and put the fucking bullet through the shell casing just off center primer. I was like, holy shit. So we're taking him hunting.
Nice.
Not hunting. Shooting next Monday.
Nice.
We're going to go, since they're staying at the hotel right there in Dunmore, the range is right in Archibald. So I'm going to go get my hunting license.
Are you going up the mountain?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to leave work that Sunday night. I'm going to come home, do the gym, get showered, grab my 9 and my 243 so I can actually get my gun sighted in for hunting, since I'm buying my hunting license to be able to go to the range. Might as well go out in the fucking woods.
I was going
to
ask you if you wanted to do that.
Sight that in and go up. The dude at work said he's got some extra 9s, so I might not have to buy a box of those. I still might. I don't know. But go up and shoot, and I want to get better with the 9, so I'm going to work with the guy I work with on getting better with that, because last time we went, I was fucking terrible with that goddamn thing.
Yeah, it's been a while since we went out.
Right.
But I was going to ask you if you wanted to get your hunting license anyway, because I have 2 spots I can go now. I got a message last week from someone we know, and they said, or they asked if I was going to be hunting this year because they need some deer exterminated. He showed me 2 apple trees with gigantic buck robes on them. Like, they're destroying his apple trees.
You're going to have to tell me who. Not now.
Yeah.
But don't forget.
Yeah. So there and the other property. Out this way.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about then.
Yep.
Okay.
So, 2 options for us.
Would he be cool with me going there too?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, I mean, of course you ask him, but yeah. Most likely.
And out there, we could probably get a deer clean. That doesn't matter what the fuck we shoot.
Yep. The only thing I worry about is his crazy neighbor who tries to interrupt the hunters when they're out there.
Okay. So I know exactly who you're talking about.
So before we get too much into what we were talking about, I'm going to talk about this real quick. It was my anniversary weekend this last weekend, and my wife got me a gift.
Is that from who I think it is?
Yep. This is from our friend Adam.
We need to get him on here.
Yeah. So she got me this knife, this handmade knife, hand hammered, locally blacksmithed, and it has an antler, grip on it. It's really cool looking. So before we got too far, since we were talking about
the aged look,
it's pitted. That's one of his early works. That's just pitting from how he hammered it.
I like it, though.
I think it looks really cool too.
It makes it look aged.
Mm hmm. But he just opened up an Etsy shop.
Yep, I saw that.
So while we were talking about small businesses, I wanted to give a free quick shout out to our good buddy Adam. If you get onto Etsy, guys, look up ARE Blacksmithing. He's got a bunch of knives and stuff on there.
He's also got a Facebook page that will link you to that.
It could, yeah. I don't know if he has a Facebook page yet or not, but I know he's got the Etsy page. Yeah. So head over to Etsy, look up ARE Blacksmithing. He actually has a set of grill utensils. He has like a set of tongs. Looks really freaking cool.
The handle's really nice.
Uh-huh. It fits nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's real nice.
That's this little off branch, you know, the antler that never grew. It's like perfect thumb rest. That's really nice.
Yep. I think he did a nice job on it.
Hell yeah.
And I have talked to him before about maybe trying his hand at making me a kunai so I could have my own custom kunai knife.
How awesome would it be if we could get him to do a giveaway?
Maybe we could. You never know.
How legal is it to ship knives between states?
You can ship. Yeah, you can ship a knife. You just have to make sure it's packaged safely.
Okay. But yeah, absolutely.
It's not like it's a firearm. It's different.
We need to get him because he just started that. Where it's actually a business venture. Yeah. We need to get him on. That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, he's got a lot of knowledge in a lot of different things. So he was
Navy, I think. Mm-hmm. I know he was in the military.
We can discuss a lot with him, including baseball. You know, like maybe the World Series or something. You see who's in the World Series, right?
That's such a terrible segue.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was perfect. Slid right in there like the Braves are sliding across home plate. Oh.
Fuck the Braves.
get that tomahawk chop going, baby.
This World Series is so hard for me to watch.
You know what, though?
I actually haven't watched it. It's so hard for me to pick a side.
No. Now, listen to me. I'm pretty sure we discussed this on the podcast
I
as
know
well.
You told me, but now that
no,
it's...
No, I'm telling... No, stop. No,
now that
not,
it's here...
Stop interrupting me. I'm talking here,
it's
sir.
The fucking Yo, Braves, man.
We were on this show, and you said, because of what happened with the All-Star game, and them removing it from Atlanta, taking it out of Georgia because of voter laws...
Which are more accepting than most
They put
states.
It in Denver, and you said... It would be poetic justice. If the Mets can't get to the World Series, you want the Braves in it. Well, sir, here we are.
Okay. Okay. So that probably is the exact terminology I used. I would much rather, if the Mets don't make it, I would want the Braves in it.
But how?
Didn't say okay. I would root
now,
for them.
Now, I understand that as a Mets fan, you have this trouble with rooting for the Braves.
It hurts. My soul.
But you'd prefer to root for the Astros, who've been known to cheat?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Back in the early 2010s, late 20, whatever, how the fuck you phrase that, 2000s, had the Cowboys made the Super Bowl against the Patriots, who would you have rooted for?
Oh, Patriots. Because I wanted to be the only team to beat them.
Okay, but they were known to cheat.
Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah, but the Cowboys have a stigma though. Like, and with I feel like with football, it's a lot different.
But
football's
not...
a lot different.
Okay, but
like, give me Mets and Yankees. Who would I root for? Mets. I'd root for the Mets over the Yankees because I can't stand the Yankees.
I feel that way about the Braves and the Yankees.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how do you hate the Braves that much?
14 years, bro! 14 years!
Yeah, 14
And my Mets haven't won a World Series since 1986.
I think we had gone to 3 in that time frame. The Yankees beat us in the 1.
And you lost to the... No, you only went to 2. So we went to 2. Beat the Indians.
Yeah. Man, that was rough. I mean, thank God it was in my younger years and I didn't, you know, have too much invested in
it. The last time the Mets won a World Series, I was 6 months old.
Yeah.
I've watched them in 2.
But, I mean, the Braves haven't been to a World Series since the late 90s. It was in 98, I think it was.
The one they won was the last one they were in.
And it's been forever.
I mean, I get that. And my Mets have been there twice since and lost.
Yeah. We've... The Braves had a really good season.
You deserve some suffering.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm suffering right now with the NFL, too. But, I'm suffering with you.
Yeah. We've been suffering.
The Giants got a win this last week.
A shocking win. And then I realized McCaffrey didn't play.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they won.
Who's even quarterbacking Carolina right now?
Sam Darnold.
Oh, Darnold.
And he was playing really well until they ran into the Cowboys and then they just went downhill.
I haven't even watched football this year. I'm excited about baseball.
So how about, okay, while we're on football, Thursday night, Aaron Rodgers goes into undefeated Arizona without his top 2 wide receivers and laid the fucking smackdown on him.
Oh, yeah? I didn't even see the score
24-14. And he had nobody to throw the fucking ball to.
Well, that's been his whole career, though. I mean, he hasn't had much.
Right. He had Randall Cobb. That was about it.
Jordy Nelson for a while. But, like, all these players that he's had have been low-paid players. And once they get to the point of deserving more money, the Packers don't want to pay him.
Right.
Which is why he's unhappy over there.
But, like, Arizona's a legit team, but that just might seal the deal for me. I think the Packers, they might go to the Super Bowl. Even though I'm going to stick with my pick of both LA teams. Because I do not have faith in the Cowboys. They'll find a way to fucking blow it. They've beaten up on a lot of bad teams. They haven't really played anybody
yet. How many losses
yet.
They have this year?
1.
I thought so. So, back to baseball because it makes me feel better.
No.
The Braves after last night's win, are 6-0 at home in the playoffs this year.
And I got two more there, right?
They've got two more there. If they win those two, it's over. And I'm hoping. Because after last year, that 3-1 lead in the championship series, and then getting three
They almost losses did in it row, again this year.
Well, no. No, because they went up 3-1. They lost one game, and then they won the next. It's not like they lost more than one in a row.
So hoping they would have blown it again.
Oh, I probably would have cried a little bit. I'd have let a tear out of each eye and then brushed it off and moved on with my day. But golly, man.
And they're doing it without one of their best players.
Yeah. Acuna's been out. But the guys that are replacing him have been doing really fucking great.
And your GM made brilliant moves at the fucking trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Going out and getting Rosario.
Rosario has been huge.
The other dude who was big the other night.
Yeah, let me get his name back up again. I had him up here before.
Yeah, I heard it, and that's about it. Because when I saw Rosario, I honestly had to look and make sure it wasn't the guy that used to be on the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Oh, and they went out and got Jock Peterson this year.
Jock Peterson, yes.
And they picked up somebody else, too, though, who was big the other night.
Well, let's see. Dude, Riley's been showing out, too. And Duvall. Duvall. Adam Duvall's been crushing. Dude, we've had a lot of power this year. Soler. Soler's the one that we're thinking of.
That was another huge pickup. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that had... Wait. No, was it Soler? Was it Soler or Rosario that had the leadoff? Soler had the leadoff home run. Yeah.
Yep. That was
first huge. First leadoff home run in the top of the first inning in World Series history.
What the fuck are you talking about? Altuve game two hit the first pitch out.
Bottom of the inning. I said top.
Oh, okay.
First, he was the first to lead off the World Series game top of the first with a home run. That was the stat that was shown.
That's not that impressive. Yeah, whatever. Altuve took the first pitch he saw out.
Braves had the best record since All-Star break.
Yes, I know. I heard that. 48-25 or something like that. 22.
I think it was 44-22.
No, there was a 5 in there. So it was 45-22.
Okay. Well, that's been great. You know what else has been great? You know what else has been great? Our fucking weight loss. I'm proud of us, bro.
Your segues are not good today.
That first one, it was really good.
But how did baseball come from knives?
Because he likes baseball. I said we could talk to him about everything, including baseball. Like, you know, the World Series. That was fucking great. Appreciate me. Appreciate me, man. How could you? I thought that was great. You're sitting here trying to call me out. I don't see you working very hard.
It's because I don't.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that and you don't see me at work.
Yeah.
Where are you?
The only place you work.
It's the only place you need to work. That and the gym. Only the two gym. Places you need to work.
Tell you what, man.
Because I sure as fuck don't have a relationship to work on.
I've been working hard in the gym. Have you?
31 pounds hard.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Finally starting to see it, though. That's what's making me happy. I'm finally starting to see it.
Yeah. I started to notice when I was putting on clothes. I was like, shit fit differently. Shit really fits differently.
Yeah.
And then I pulled this shirt out of the closet and I was like, last time I had this on, it was a little uncomfortable. And now it's as you see, it's loose fitting.
The biggest thing for me has been getting into a routine. Yes. Once I got a routine, because I'm a creature who needs routine.
I still struggle because of my schedule. Going after work, the days I'm going after work, no fucking problem. It's the days that I'm off. So, working nights, it like I said, I lose all track of
everything. Yeah.
So, the mornings of the nights that I go back to work are the hardest. Because I work nights, 12 hours, 7 to 7. So, the days that I'm leading into my off day, I won't sleep during the day. I'll come home from work. I'll try not to sleep. Like last night, passed out at like 7:30. But for my days off now, I will be going to bed early, waking up at like 5, 6 in the morning. So if it's like a normal off day like today, got up, no problem going to the gym. Monday, because tomorrow is generally an off day, we'll see if I go. Monday morning will be the hard morning for me to go because I know I have other stuff I need to get done too, like laundry. Get my food cooked for the 2 days that I'm going to be working. So when I go to eat, I don't have to fucking cook anything and waste any more time. And I have to get like a solid 4.5 hour nap in. So I'm not fucking beat by midnight. So those mornings, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm awake. I know I need to go. That's why Wednesday became an off day. Because I could not... Because I could not push myself to go. Because I was up at 3:30 in the morning, went to the laundromat at 4:15, did my laundry, folded it. FYI, while we're on this, didn't know anybody else would go to the laundromat fucking 6 o'clock in the morning. She was, whew!
Oh, yeah?
She walked in and I was like, I thought I was the only fucking psychopath that came out this early to do laundry. And I looked at her and she smiled and we talked for a minute and I'm just like walking out. I'm like, God.
So she was you said fucking, that to her?
Yes.
So you see an attractive woman and your first thought is, I'm going to call her a psychopath.
Hell yeah.
And you wonder.
What other psychopath is at the laundromat? Psychopath.
You're the first
at 5:45 in the morning.
Fucking psychopath.
5:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of people going earlier.
But she was hot.
So it's okay.
But, so I did that, and I go home, clean my room, all that shit. It's like 8:20. And I'm like, I do not want to fucking go to the gym. Like,
you gotta line up your off days accordingly.
I wanna relax, enjoy a little time sitting at home, take my nap,
so
get up and go to work.
Your last day of work, go to the gym when you get out, and then the next day treat it as a rest day. Maybe the next day after that, do another rest day. And
then go
back into work.
The way it's been working, so this upcoming week I work Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the way it's generally been working is Monday morning, I haven't been going. And I don't like Sundays, I don't normally go anyway either. So it'll be Sunday, Monday, I'm off. Tuesday morning, I'm at the gym. Wednesday morning, I'm at the gym. Thursday morning, I'm at the gym.
I can't keep up.
Friday morning is a tough one. Because I know I have a long weekend. Saturday morning, I'm at the gym. Sunday, I don't go because I get out at 7 and I'm not sitting around an extra...
Oh, yeah, because they don't open till 9 on Sundays.
An extra hour from what I'm used to lifting. Monday mornings, no problem. Tuesday mornings, no problem. Wednesday morning sucks. And I generally don't go. But then I go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And again, I don't lift on Sundays. So we're right back on that 2-week schedule. So... I have it kind of figured out. I would just like to get that extra day and force myself to... I gotta get better at forcing myself to go on the mornings that I go back to work at night.
Yeah.
But it is generally regulated. Like, it is a routine.
See, I like having it where I go right after work. Because I feel guilty if I can't go.
Yes.
Three days out of the last 10 days I've had to do my rest day. Two were because of, you know, planned rest day or, that's just how it happened to be. But then I had an impromptu rest day yesterday just cause I felt like shit. And the one thing I'm figuring out with this whole thing is if your body's telling you something, you need to listen. So like, I felt like if I pushed through and tried to go anyway, I would have done more harm than good. At that point.
Yeah.
Like your body knows what it means.
And that's the other thing. Like, so generally my first day out of work, like yesterday was different. I went to the gym and I stayed up. I took like an hour nap in the morning, and then I stayed up the rest of the day and fell asleep early. There's times, like the Monday after my long weekend, I'll go to the gym, I'll go home, I'll stay up till like noon. I'll force myself to stay up. And I'm just sitting there watching TV or something. All of a sudden, I'm out. Next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock. Wake up, eat, do a few little things. 7 o'clock, I'm out. But then I'm up 11, 1, 3, 5. It's different, but it's because the way I treat my schedule. I've been on this schedule before, and having a kid and being split from her mom, the last time I was even on this schedule, it's a matter of I have to revert back to days on my days off. So for the weekends that I have her, I'm awake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, man.
So I've had to force myself to do it. And if it just feels weird for me, like midweek when I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, it would be weird for me to sleep the whole fucking day away and then be up all night. Like, I'd be lonely as fuck.
That's what I did with the...
Because even if I play video games, if I'm not playing with people I know, I'm not talking to them.
Yeah.
So I have nobody to fucking talk to that late. So I forced myself to live a normal life on my days off.
That's what I did when I worked overnights for that 1 year that I did it. I had back-to-back days off, which, thank God, I don't know if I'd be able to do it any other way. But since I had that, when I would get home on my last day, I'd stay awake the entire day. I'd mm-hmm. be up for 30 hours at a clip.
Yep.
And then you go to bed, and you have a normal day the next day. And then you get up the next day, and you have to go back in.
You have a half-normal day,
and you kind of try to take a nap.
Afternoon nap. Yep.
Which is tough. It really is tough. That's why I say I couldn't do it again. I did the overnight thing once, and
I love
trying
it.
Trying to adjust like that and live a normal day shift kind of day on your days off is hard.
But
it's tiring.
And I don't know if you've seen it, but I live more of a normal life on the shift than when I was working days.
I think you stay busier. I think you don't have as much downtime, which is good for you.
What do you mean? I have more downtime.
You think so?
Like I said, how many days do you work in a 2 week period? 10. I work 7.
Yeah.
So that's 6 nights that I get home and I sleep from 10 till 4.
Now, maybe it's, I don't know. It just seems like you stay busier.
I force myself to. Mm-hmm. I have to. Because I have so many extra days off.
Yo, so this episode's been kind of like a regular guys kind of episode. Like a join Hell us yeah. in our bullshit session.
I think our next episode.
I hope y'all are enjoying it.
We need,
that's for sure.
Our next episode, we need to go a little deeper back into our expectation episode that we did. You know what I mean?
Expectations of men?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also, I need to vent.
Oh, fucking venting will be great, man.
I need to vent.
We're golden on that. We could do that.
I feel like we've been talking forever.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with not going for a full hour.
But I'm so used to it. Like, man, I feel like we've been talking for an hour. Like, I'm worried about fucking not making this goddamn trunk or treat thing.
Yeah, we got trunk or treat in a little bit.
By the way, hopefully Halloween the rain holds off. Halloween don't hit like it used to.
Yeah.
Like, fucking stores already have Christmas shit.
Well,
it's not even fucking Halloween. They got Christmas shit.
You know what bothers me about Halloween anymore is it's less about the spooky and more about people like
the
wearing
slutty.
Slutty or cutesy, like as far as kids go, cutesy outfits.
Yeah.
Like, we used to want to dress scary. I remember 1 year I went as fucking roadkill. I was a roadkill zombie. I had a white t-shirt with fucking tire tracks up it and fucking splattered fake blood. Man, I always wanted to be something spooky.
And now if there's anything red that pops up on fucking TikTok, you gotta label it as fake blood.
Oh my God. Fucking shit. Unreal, man. Let's make Halloween spooky again.
Love it.
Yes.
Copyright. We need to make merch.
Yeah.
Make Halloween spooky again.
We can.
Speaking of merch.
We can. I have a connection to
how is our fucking site. Logo?
I'm waiting for an update on it, but the first rough draft
fucking killer.
Dope, and I can't wait.
fucking killer.
Jerry, you're the man, first off. I'll be by shortly with your coffee and cigarettes, man. Can't wait.
You have the nonsense side of that wrong. You just got to flip that around a little bit.
Guys, yeah, I can't wait to show off the new logo design.
It's definitely got to make hats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a site where all that shit can get made.
We can, yeah. Yeah. We can
and I will definitely order a hat and a fucking either a koozie.
Koozies would be cool.
Or a tumbler. Speaking of, I should be getting a tumbler. I got a message, Nicole. I apparently won a tumbler through her Twitch. So I think I'm getting Octane and Bloodhound.
So that would be fucking dope.
I should ask for a picture of it and see how it's coming along.
Yeah. All right. Well, just as a reminder, our giveaway winner, our contest winner, is Justin Valinsky.
Congratulations.
Buddy will be reaching out to you shortly to let you know. Just as a reminder, everybody, that is from Keystone Craft Studio. You can find them at www.keystonecraftstudio.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and they have a new TikTok account. So make sure you check that out.
Their shit smells amazing.
Yeah. Men's soap, women's soap. There's lotions, chapsticks, balms, everything, man. You got sugar scrubs,
bath bombs. I actually put on the chapstick before I left.
Dope. And also, again, another shout out to ARE Blacksmithing on Etsy. Check out his Etsy shop. He is a blacksmith. He specializes in knives. He can do other custom orders for you. Make sure to check that out. If you are a small business, local business, would like a sponsor spot on our show, please reach out to us any way that you can. Remember, you can find us on Facebook and YouTube at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at NDT Podcast. Reach out to us there and make sure you keep up with all that stuff, all that nonsense.
And deep thoughts.
Yeah, see, we kind of reversed it on that one, huh? deepthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget. Still haven't gotten one. I checked that earlier today. We still have not gotten one.
Not one. Not even a spam email.
Nope. We just get it from Anchor. And that's it.
Yep. So we've gotten emails, so we're not that lame.
We have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Email us.
Guys, we hope you had fun today joining us in our bullshit session. We will be back again next week. Make sure you stay tuned and follow us everywhere. Get at us. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Later.